Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listeners, do you love animals as much as I do? That's what I thought. Well then, it's time for you to become an official Earth Ranger, just like me. All you have to do is download the Earth Rangers app, sign up for a free membership, and start saving the world and all the awesome animals we share it with. We'll even send you a membership card in the mail with your name on it. I never leave home without mine. There are so many cool parts of the app, but my favorites are the daily trivia and eco missions. And anytime I do anything, I earn points to level up. Speaking of points, you can use my special code, Emma, E-M-M-A, in the app for 25 bonus points. Now, let's start the show.
Previously on the Earth Rangers podcast, things were starting to get a little spooky in the Namib Desert.
At break of day, it watches its prey in the dark of night. The serpent strikes.
So Emma decided it was time for a quick getaway.
Okay, that does it. If that doesn't sound super creepy, I don't know what does. We gotta go now.
All her trusted plane Bessie needed was a couple of new fuses, and her escape would be complete.
What? No.
Or would it? Oh! Looks like Bessie's having problems, and Emma's got some unwelcome company who are closing in fast. Will Emma be able to make her great exit? Let's tune in and find out.
Come on, Bessie, please work. I can't get stuck here. I can't get struck by the serpent, whoever or whatever it is. I have got to get out of here.
Hello? Hey, wait up. Stop.
Oh, why isn't this working? The fuse is replaced. I just tuned up the engine and... Wait. Oh, silly me. I turned off the fuel pump master switch when I realized the fuse was broken. Oh, that's the problem. And thankfully, it is easily fixed. Huh, there we go. Sonic, it is time for takeoff. I escaped. I can't believe I didn't get caught by the serpent. I know, you're right, Sonic. I do feel bad about leaving without saying goodbye. Hey, I know. Maybe I can radio to camp and explain why I left. And apologize. Let's see. This is ER-B85 Earth Ranger Emma to Namib Camp. Please come in. Earth Ranger Emma to camp? Anyone? Repeat, this is ER-B85 calling the desert camp. Namib camp, do you copy? If you can hear me, anyone at all, I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry for having left in the midst of the night and for borrowing the jeep without asking. I just got a little crazy. I found this box with a serpent and there was a key and a note and that all freaked me out a lot. So, I'm sorry. Nia, if you can hear me, please forgive me. I left some money on the dashboard to cover the fuses and gas, and I hope that's okay. Thanks for playing the animal games with me and helping me recover from my baboon adventure. I promise I'll email when I've landed somewhere. Okay, well, I guess that's all. Earth Ranger Emma out. So, you're probably wondering where we're headed to next. Right, Sonic? I was wondering that as well. In fact, up until yesterday, I had no idea. But then, as per usual, Adelia's journal provided another clue. You see, the journal was missing a bunch of pages. But right before that part, there was a list of animals, along with some sketches Adelia had made. They included the Jeffrey Spider Monkey, Margay, Three-Tailed Sloth, and Armadillos. And below that, there was a little map-looking sketch that had a word I couldn't quite make out because it had been smudged. At first, I thought the word said mangoes, or manager, maybe. But now, I think that word was Managua, the capital of Nicaragua, a Central American country where all those animals live. Makes sense, right? So, that's where we're headed, Sonic. Beautiful Nicaragua. It's the only clue I've got, and it just so happens I've always wanted to go to Nicaragua. That was the good news. The bad news is, it's gonna be a really long flight. Hey, Sonic, do you want to play 20 questions? You think of something, I'll ask first. Is it a person, place, or thing?
Earth Rangers!
Well, Sonic is really bad at playing 20 questions, and now he's fallen asleep. Great. Oh, I could really use an in-flight movie, except for the fact that I'm the pilot. We have so many hours still to go. Maybe I can pass the time by...
Warning, memory low.
Hey, what was that?
Only 3 minutes remaining.
Oh no, I'm running out of memory on my audio recorder. I guess it's been a long time since I've been back to Earth Rangers HQ to run a proper memory card backup.
Warning, memory low. 2 minutes, 45 seconds, remaining.
Oh, that's not good. How am I supposed to continue podcasting and chronicling my quest without my recorder? Let me see if I have other memory sticks in my bag.
Warning, memory low.
Yeah, I get it.
2 minutes, 30 seconds, remaining.
Can I turn this alert off somehow? Here we go.
Warning,
Much better. Let's see. Here's a couple cards. Let's see what the labels say. Mysteries of the Misty Desert. Rescue in the Canyon. That was a good one. The Realm of the Snow Leopard. No, I need all of those recordings. No way I'm going to overwrite those. What's this? Sloth Bears at Dusk. Mysteries of the Avian Guides. Animals We Thought We Lost. No. Those are all very important documents. Let me dig deeper. Ooh, okay. Karaoke tracks to sing with your owl. How did that get in there? I am definitely keeping that one for later. Let me see. What about this pocket? Oh, phew, perfect. I have another brand new memory card. Oh, nice. That's good. But, hey, what's here at the very bottom? Looks like it's a super old memory card that says a tiger's tail. A tiger's tail? Whoa! I had no idea I still had this recording. Oh, I actually really want to listen to this. You'll love this one, Earth Rangers. It's from an adventure I had way back when I was just getting started as a wildlife reporter. Earth Rangers had sent me on an exciting trip to India with nothing but a microphone and my never-ending enthusiasm for the environment. But it all paid off. I got to meet a tiger. A real one, in person. I hope the memory card still works. Hold on, let's check it out. Here goes nothing. Hey, is this thing on? Testing. 1, 2. Earth Ranger Emma is in the house. Hello. Okay. Yes. Oh, good. I can see that there's little bars moving, so that means it's working, right? I wonder, did I bring enough batteries? This is going to be a really long day. Okay. Hi. There. This is Earth Ranger Emma, coming at you straight out of India. Yep, that's right. I'm here on assignment,
trying to learn about one of the most elusive creatures in the world, the Bengal tiger. Right now, I'm at Bandavgar National Park, and I'm looking for any signs of tiger activity. What kind of things do environmentalists like me look for? Paw prints. Mostly scratch marks and tiger poop. Ew. Bandavgar National Park is actually the home of several types of big cats. Nestled in the Vindhya Hills of central India, its undulating forests house majestic tigers, leopards, as well as sloth bears, deers, antelopes, and more. Bengal tigers are also sometimes called Indian tigers. Tigers are the largest cats in the world, with the very largest being the Siberian tiger, and the Bengal coming in at the second largest. How large? Well, the Bengal can weigh 260 kilograms and be as long as 3.1 meters. That's a huge! Now, you'd think that a giant cat like that with bright orange and black stripes would be easy to spot, right? Wrong. Tigers are masters of camouflage, and the black stripes actually help them blend in with the tall grasses around here, so they are really tough to spot. Thankfully, I have some amazing binoculars, and I'm known for my wildlife spotting skills. Now the path I'm on is going to take me to some great lookout spots, I think. Let me check my map. Yep, it's just a little bit further this way, and then I'm going to take a right at the next... Oh, I was holding it upside down. Left at the next fork. Tigers are fascinating, but really challenging to study. They live alone, except if a mama has cubs. Tiger mamas are extremely protective of their cubs, which makes sense, because the babies are completely defenseless when they're first born. They're blind, and they rely totally on their mom for protection. Mama tigers usually give birth to 2 to 6 cubs at once, and they stay with her for 2 to 3 years before setting out on their own. Let me paint you a picture of my surroundings. It's a nice sunny day, warm but not too hot. I'm surrounded by lush green grass and dense forests. I entered through Tala Gate a few hours ago, and I'm about to reach Son River, which is exactly where I hope to spot my first tiger. Now you may think, what? At a river? Good luck, Emma. Tigers hate water. Don't all cats hate water? Not in this case. Surprisingly, tigers love water. In fact, they have webbed feet that help make swimming easier for them. Who knew? Sadly, there are fewer than 4,000 tigers in the wild right now. What's causing the population to decline? Unfortunately, it's people. Deforestation, encroaching on the tiger's home, and hunting are all reasons that tigers are endangered. But there is good news. People all over the world are realizing now how important protecting tigers really is. Countries have forbidden the hunting of tigers and have implemented steep penalties for anyone caught trying to hurt a tiger. Hopefully, these measures will help, and we'll have these big cats around for a long, long time. Okay, I've arrived. I'm at a raised wooden platform with a great view of the river bend. I'm going to set up my binoculars, and then we wait. Patience is the name of the game here. We're in the tiger's home, after all. I'll log off for a while, since I have to stay very quiet, but I'll catch you guys in a bit. Wish me luck. Well, that was a big fat nothing burger. Not a tiger in sight for hours. So I've decided to try my luck somewhere else. Now most people visit the park by jeep safari, or even on the back of an elephant, but I'm doing it the good old-fashioned way, on foot. I got my special researcher's park permit, which gives me access into the core zone, and I have a much higher chance of spotting a tiger there. Of course, wandering into tiger territory comes with a lot of risks. The key is to observe the tigers from a safe distance. If you ever do come across a tiger in the wild, the first rule is don't run away. Stay calm, turn towards the tiger, and back away slowly. You should also make yourself as tall as possible to try and look and feel brave. A great way to scare a tiger off is to make a loud noise that the tiger is not accustomed to, which is why I brought my air horn. Just in case of emergencies, that is. Of course, I have to be careful not to sound it off by accident. So let me just put it back safely and... Ow, my eardrums. Oh, no. I'm probably just scared away any tigers for miles. So, I guess I better skip this next lookout and try my last mark spot. This will be my last chance for today. I hope I don't mess it up by being clumsy again. Alright, I am approaching lookout station number 3. Whew, this has been a long day of hiking, and this last hour has been straight uphill. This platform is on a much higher elevation, so we are going to have a perfect viewpoint. Okay, I've arrived at the lookout platform, and you know the drill. I need to stay very quiet so that I'll... Earth Rangers! Guess what? I can see a tiger! Or, I think it's a tiger. Oh, there's something over there, in those bushes. Yep, definitely, I can see it moving very slowly. It's... Oh my goodness, Earth Rangers, it's for sure a tiger! It's so gorgeous! I can see its beautiful orange fur and bold black stripes. Oh, it's so majestic! Wow! I think tigers really are one of my favorite animals. Too bad I can't quite see its face. Let's see, maybe it's gonna turn around and look. Oh no, it's moving again. No, it's moving further into the thicket. Now I can't see it at all anymore. Oh, rats. It was way too short. Maybe if I cut through the bush around this way, I can get another glimpse. I mean, there is a warning sign that says the area beyond is off limits, but this is for science, right? It'll be fine. I'll be fine. Quiet now. Okay. Just a few more steps. That's all. I'm a pretty good sneaker, but, I mean, have you ever tried sneaking up on a cat? It's pretty much impossible. Wish me luck. It's also starting to get a little dark, and a tiger's night vision is 6 times better than a human's. So if I'm not careful, I could turn from hunter into the hunted. And that would not be good. You know what? Maybe I should just... What was that? Did you guys hear that? Oh, dear. Oh, no. This is it. It's a tiger, isn't it? Let's just be very, very quiet. I'll just...
Battery low.
Oh!
Warning.
No, stupid
warning. Battery low. Please
charge. I should have more batteries.
Hello? Who's there?
Oh, hi. It's just me. I was...
You! Come back to the main path. You're not supposed to be here in the forest.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I just got a little turned around and,
What's your name? And turn that thing off.
I'm Emma, and I was
I
just...
I said turn that off.
Okay. Yep. So, that was my tiger-filled adventure. I'd forgotten all about going into that restricted area. That was a really bad idea. The park warden was really mad, and they ended up revoking my park permit, and I had to pay a hefty fine. Oh well, I certainly don't do stuff like that anymore, for the animal's safety as well as my own. But what I'll never forget is spotting my first tiger. Wow, it was magical. How about you, listener? Do you love tigers as much as me? Yeah? Okay, do you want to test your tiger knowledge? Let's see if you can spot the fake when it comes to tigers.
Spot the fake.
It's a fake. You're a fake.
I'm a fake.
Spot the fake.
Which of these subspecies of tiger isn't real and never has been? Sumatran tiger? Winnipeg tiger? Malayan tiger? Or Siberian tiger? I'll give you 5 seconds to guess. Oop, time's up! So, one of those is very obviously incorrect. That would be the Winnipeg tiger. No tigers live in the wild in Canada. Although we do have some in zoos. But let's learn a bit more about the others. The Sumatran tiger is the smallest of all tiger species. It also has darker orange fur, and its black stripes are closer together. They live on the Indonesian island of Sumatra, hence the name. Sadly, these beautiful tigers are critically endangered due to poaching and habitat loss. The Malayan tiger is also critically endangered. In fact, fewer than 200 live in the wilds of Malaysia. Much of their habitat has been fragmented for the production of palm oil. The Siberian tiger is the largest tiger species. It, like other tigers, is an ambush predator. That means it sneaks up on its potential dinner and bang, pounces. Tigers have to use their excellent senses of sight and smell to catch their prey because they're obligate carnivores, which means they need meat to survive and thrive. And boy, can they eat. Tigers can eat up to 40 kilograms of meat at once. Alright, that was a nice little trip down memory lane. And the good news is, we're about to land in Nicaragua. I'm just about to break through the clouds, and I'm hoping to find a nice, easy little runway below. There we go. I can see the ground below, but... uh-oh. What I definitely do not see is a runway. It all looks like jungle, dense, lush jungle as far as the eye can see. Oh man, no runway, no roads, not even a flat area to land. Earth Rangers, I think we're in for a rough landing.
Uh-oh, what happened to the runway? You can't land in a jungle, can you? How is Emma going to get out of this predicament? Tune in next time to find out.
Parents, homeschoolers, and teachers, trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.